It all started in 2014, when Cherie Miller, a prisoner at Huron Valley Women's Prison, began her shift as a prisoner observation aide. Her job was to keep watch on prisoners who were at risk of self-harming behavior. During this shift, though, Miller observed a fellow inmate stripped naked and painfully hogtied for hours. After witnessing her fellow inmate forced to stay in that position for almost 5 hours without food or a bathroom break, Miller made a complaint to prison officials.
And nobody answered in the administration when I wrote them. Nobody answered my kite, so I ended up contacting outside the facility.
That's when Humanity for Prisoners and the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan got involved. Here is Dan Korobkin from the ACLU.
Started advocating outside the facility by writing letters to different organizations complaining about what she was witnessing. And she was fired from her job by the Department of Corrections for speaking out.
Correction officials argued that Miller violated confidentiality rules by reporting the abuse. So the ACLU filed a lawsuit on behalf of Miller in 2015. After a federal judge rejected the state's effort to have the lawsuit dismissed, a settlement was reached just days before a trial was scheduled to begin.
The Department of Corrections changed its policy to recognize that anyone who witnesses abuse and neglect has the right to report the misconduct without the threat of retaliation.
According to the settlement records, Miller will be reinstated as a prisoner observation aide. She will be paid compensation, and her record will be cleared of any wrongdoing.
It meant a lot to me just to fight, because it's not right to be put in prison and not have a way to tell people what's going on in here.
Michelle Jokishpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.